This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. So if you guys haven't seen the headlines recently, STDs or STIs are on the rise. We used to call them STDs, sexually transmitted diseases. I guess now they're called sexually transmitted illnesses to kind of make it sound like it doesn't have to necessarily be a chronic thing. But either way, I'll be using the term STD, STI interchangeably. And people don't understand with, you know, the access to condoms and condoms being, like, all over the place. Like, this is from Silver State. Silver State gives out free condoms and, you know, it's really easy to get these. Why are STDs on the rise? So I have a theory. One is people may think it's so easy to get treated for an STD that they don't necessarily have to use a condom. You know, this whole YOLO thing, you only live once. Some people prefer sex without a condom, so they're like, to heck with it. The other thing that I think could be happening is people are not protecting their toys. And so when you use objects during sex, that could transmit STDs also. So you have to put condoms on those too. So a condom can technically be 98% effective, maybe even close to 99% effective if done right. However, the numbers are usually in the 80s because people don't put a condom on correctly. So I'm going to show you how to put on a condom, okay? Now, keep in mind, I don't have a lot of models here. This was supposed to be my banana for lunch, but it's kind of a little limp. Although this really might be more realistic to what I had to go through. So, but I got this banana. That isn't ripe yet. This is supposed to be for tomorrow's lunch. So, okay, so we use this. And we use a condom. Now, this isn't the type of condom that you break open. You got to be really careful. You don't want to use scissors. You don't want to use your teeth because if you break the condom open or if you rip the condom, then the condom doesn't work. So you basically open it up. Dee! Okay, and it's kind of wet. So you got to be careful because it's going to be kind of like gooey. All right. People ask, what's the lubricant on these things? There's like silicone, there's glycol, a lot of different chemicals on these things. Okay, wait, now I forgot which way is up and which way is down. I got to figure this out. Non-oxidyl 9 is a spermicidal jelly. There's also flavorings on these things, not particular this kind. So there's a lot of things that could be on this. You got to be careful you're not allergic to it. Some women are like, oh, I'm allergic to condoms. Well, there's latex-free condoms. There's, you know, I mean, I'm going to get this stuff all over. Okay, so basically, you want to make sure you have it inside out. Now, you don't want to touch it too much. Okay, you know what? Both sides are sticky. Oh, you know what? Let's do this side. Okay, let's do this side. Okay, so basically, sorry, guys. No, see, okay, it's the wrong side because, you see, I can't roll it down. Okay, so you got to go because you have to be able to roll it down. But before you roll it down, one is you want to inspect the condom. So you want to make sure that the condom isn't, like, ripped. Okay, next. Oh, boy. Okay, next. By the way, this does not parallel anything in my past, okay? You got to keep in mind, I haven't done this in about, like, 20 years or longer. Well, except there was the FedEx driver, but we won't go there. Okay, now, what you have to go do is you got to make sure there's no air in here. So you want to squeeze the tip, but you want to make sure that there is room for the tip because there has to be some milliliter room for semen. You have to have some volume there. And then you basically kind of roll it down. See? Okay, and you roll it down. It's really sticky. And you have to roll it all the way. So, now this condom is longer than the banana. Sometimes that happens. That's okay. All right? It's okay. You know, people are like, well, I got to hide the fact that I didn't unroll the whole thing. That's okay. And this is, I think, an extra large condom, maybe? I don't really know. So, of course, you know, you might have some extra. But what you want to make sure is you want to cover it as much to the base as possible. Now, it is sticky. We sometimes underestimate where STDs can be contracted. So, like, a lot of guys like to manscape, and they will, you know, shave certain areas. Well, the problem with that is you may nick yourself shaving, even microscopically. So if a female or a male has an STD, and you have sex with them, and you have the nicks from the shaving from your manscaping, then you are at risk. And a condom doesn't go all the way over there. So the condom only kind of covers, you know, yeah. So this is a family show, so we have to be really, really careful about, you know, saying the P word. So your organ, let's call it organ, okay? Yeah. I think the music in the background. So your condom is not going to be 100% effective if your partner has, let's say, herpes. Okay? You know, herpes you could get from skin-to-skin contact. Still use condoms because it's still the best way to protect you, but know that if you are having sex with a partner, make sure they get their STD testing. Make sure you get your STD testing because the condom can only do so much. So well, people will come in and go, or they'll call and they'll say, okay, well, you know, just do my HIV and check me for the clap. Yeah, we used to call it the clap. The clap, I'm not sure where that name came from. You know, was it because you kind of clap the wall because it hurts so much when you peed? Or I don't know why they called it the clap, but they just did. And, you know, or, you know, you got the clap, you're like, hey, yeah, sex. But I don't really know where that came from. But there's more STDs you need to be tested for than just that. So when I would run an STD panel on people, I would run HIV, I'd run syphilis, I'd run hepatitis, I'd run herpes, gonorrhea, chlamydia, cultures like trichomonas, and then, you know, bacterial vaginosis can actually be spread back and forth. I've seen women getting yeast infections being spread back and forth. And then, of course, HPV. And HPV can give you genital warts. So if somebody has genital warts, the condom offers some protection, but not entirely, because, again, that's skin-on-skin contact. So, you know, condoms have been around for the longest time. They used to use animal intestines. They used to actually use tortoise shells for condoms. It's crazy, the different material. In fact, I think in the olden days, they used to use linen, and the guys didn't like the linen because it would fall off. And then in some societies, they stopped suggesting condoms because they thought it would promote immorality, you know, people having sex outside of marriage. And then, of course, there were STDs and things like that. So it wasn't until the vulcanization of rubber, I think Goodyear tires back in 1855 figured out how to vulcanize or soften rubber. And that's how we started to have condoms that were able to be more pliable. And it wasn't until the 50s where we added lubricants. And then it wasn't until the 80s when we added spermicidal jelly. So, you know, condoms have definitely grown. In fact, in the news this week, they're talking about a luxury condom that's vegan. So, I'm not really sure how you're supposed to consume a condom, but I guess people consume them. All right, guys, so that's how you put on a condom, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm Rick Ossick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from gcnlife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6000. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniels working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so vaping death toll is now up to 19 from what we understand. Cases over 1,000. And it's still rising. Some of you have had some comments and left them on our answer line. So let's go to our answer line now. For those of you that don't listen live, you can call in at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-362-3254. No, I can't hear. All right. Daniel, you there? Okay. Well, Leave your call, leave your question on the answer line, or if not, you can call us live at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. So they say that the number of reported cases is rising quickly. The latest figures are up 25% from last week. At least 1,080 cases have been now reported in 48 states and one U.S. territory. Deaths, I think we've heard of one in Connecticut, so now we're at 19. Now, 37% of those who fell ill are under 20 years old, so we're talking about our teenagers. The youngest person to die, however, is 27. The oldest person to die is 71. Now, as of now, and according to Forbes, we still don't have one specific substance. Right now, the big working theory is it's products containing THC, the psychoactive component in cannabis, the one that kind of makes you high. Those smoking THC oil, unfortunately, could cause a... like a lipoid pneumonia or a lipid buildup because of the oil. However, a study out of Mayo Clinic last week said the lungs look more like mustard gas exposure. It looks like there's a chemical exposure. Somebody had called in asking about the heat related. Is it because of the vaping temperature, which we've talked about also? You know, in order for vapor to be made, you know, these things are heated sometimes to 400 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, how much it cools before it gets to the lungs is hard to say. And so, unfortunately, you know, you could be also sustaining burn injuries to the lungs. So, do we know what the illness has caused? Is it a pneumonia? Is it a asthma-like illness? Is it a pneumonitis? It still hasn't been named. I consider it a pneumonitis, which is basically inflammation of the lung lobes, which is kind of an easy thing to say. It's an easy, you know, kind of generalization. But we right now are just calling it a lung injury, an injury to the lungs, which kids need to listen to because that means you are injuring your lungs. And, you know, young kids, they think they're infallible. They go, if I'm not coughing, if I'm not feeling bad, I'm good. And, you know, how do you kind of, you know, do kind of a simulation of what it's like to not have lungs, you know, good working lungs? You know, I honestly, in medical school, or I would say actually in any sort of school, I think there are ways to simulate being an older person. You know, to help with empathy. In fact, I'm working on a study right now with medical students from Toro where they put on a quote-unquote geriatric suit. So they know what it feels like to have bad vision, bad hearing, a difficulty moving some of their joints. And then they did a driving simulation. And, you know, we looked at, you know, the empathy of, you know, the medical students going, okay, wait a second, you know, I know why older people drive slow. I mean, we all know why older people drive slow, but now you feel it. You know, when I threw out my back this last week, I can't tell you how much I appreciated handicapped toilets. Oh, my gosh, handicapped bathrooms. I mean, the toilet is higher, and then there's a bar. You know, I mean, I knew why the bar existed as a doctor. I knew, but you do not get an appreciation for those things until you actually have an injury. And you're like, wow, I can only go to the bathroom in a handicapped bathroom, which is why I always leave it open for people who need it if you're not handicapped. But, you know, I kind of ran in. We went to see the movie. We saw Joker. I'll talk about Joker in a little bit. But we went and saw Joker, and I had to go to the bathroom, and I couldn't, like, get up, you know, from the regular toilet seat, so I went to the, you know, handicapped one. And, I mean, hallelujah, praise the Lord for those things existing. You know, in fact, I like it so much that I may in my house, in case I throw my back out again, put bars in the bathroom and have a higher toilet seat because it's just, you know, these lower toilet seats make no sense. They just don't because, I mean, you really have to put a lot of back pressure. Also, when you pull out your back, it's hard to cough. It's hard to sneeze. And it's hard to potty. When you try to go to the bathroom and try to push, it hurts. Your back hurts. So what ends up happening is older people don't potty as much when they have back pain and lots of pain, and then they start getting impacted. So it's a vicious cycle. So what's going on now? Well, legislative and commercial efforts right now are trying to crack down on vaping. you know, as the death tolls rise, you know, I know 19 doesn't sound like a large number, but for people dying from a habit that they think is safe, that's pretty significant. And so, you know, the Trump administration is thinking about banning flavored e-cigs. Juul has halted its print and broadcast advertising in the U.S. I guess broadcasters like Viacom and Warner Media announced a ban on e-cig advertisements. Also, New York, Massachusetts, Rhode Island are among states to issue bans on vaping products. L.A. has banned the sale of flavored tobacco products this week. So right now, everybody's cracking down. The problem, again, that we have is, and, you know, if Juul says, you know, everybody slow your roll, they do have a point. Not that I want to side with big tobacco or big vape, but we definitely have to, you know, identify what exactly is the issue. Because one concern I have is if many of these lung injuries or vaping deaths had to do with THC oil, and you stop vaping, okay, and you do this big, you know, push, well, it's the vaping, it's the vaping. I mean, these kids might be putting this stuff in their bongs. You know, we're distracting everybody by putting the attention on Juul when we might be missing the boat on what we need to put the attention on. And I'm not saying to not ban, you know, vaping products, but we need to be very, very careful running to the left or running to the right when the problem might be straight in front of us. And so if smoking THC, you know, oil is, you know, is possibly a culprit, then we need to be cracking down on those products. But you see, that's harder to do because a lot of those things are bootleg and illegal. So we have all this news on how Juul is bad and how, you know, vaping is bad. And I don't mind that narrative of vaping is bad. I really don't want to, you know, start, you know, crucifying certain companies. But I don't mind, you know, the narrative of, look, we don't know how safe vaping is. So quit saying it's safer than tobacco smoke. You know, it might be a little safer, but it could still be unsafe. You know, like diving into a lake head first is unsafe. Diving off a cliff into a lake, feet first, might be safer than head first, but it's still unsafe. So you see, you know, we might have to just kind of still put out there vaping is unsafe. But, you know, if people want to stick things in their mouth, they're like, okay, well, vaping's bad. I'll just smoke my marijuana or my THC the normal way. And they're still buying the same products that were making these other people sick during vaping. We have a problem. So they need to identify this stuff fast, and they also need to, in the news, you know, be honest about what the situation is. It's really easy to go after legal products. You know, the government has a lot of control over legal products. So they can say, look at what we're doing. Look at how we're fighting the issue. Look at that, how we're, you know, why are then illnesses rising and vaping deaths still going up? If we've made all these changes to Juul's marketing and in a whole bunch of states, we've been trying to fight, you know, banning flavored, you know, e-cigs, because maybe that's not exactly what's causing these injuries. But, you know, politicians and cities and states have to look like they did something. Oh, well, we did something. We were on top of it. We were fast. We moved swiftly. You move swiftly, but if the kids are like, well, heck with this, I'll just smoke, you know, marijuana or get my THC oil into me another way, we're missing the boat on what this could be. And I'm not saying it's all THC oil, but if that's the biggest culprit, can we talk more about that? So we'll keep you guys posted on the latest. It definitely is an issue. You know, as some of our listeners have asked about, you know, vaping temperatures. Yeah, in order for, you know, marijuana THC to be activated and in order for certain vapors to be emitted, some of the degrees are 200, 300, 400 degree Fahrenheit. So I wouldn't be surprised if there's a burning issue. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLEN. Don't go away.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Protesters greet the acting U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security as Kevin McAleenan tries to deliver the keynote remarks at Georgetown Law School's 16th Annual Immigration Law and Policy Conference.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for the kind introduction, Andrew. For your commitment to dialogue and conversation.
After trying to start that speech three times, McAleenan walked off the stage and the forum continued without him. One of President Trump's biggest supporters on Capitol Hill is condemning his decision to start withdrawing U.S. forces from northern Syria. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham telling Fox News the decision's impulsive, short-sighted, and irresponsible. Graham says he does not agree with President Trump that ISIS has been defeated there. And this is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144, 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the Supreme Court is going to be deciding on protections for LGBTQ employees. Now, the advocates say that there are too many states where gender identity and sexual orientation are not protected under law. You would think the Equal Opportunity Employment Commission enforces all Title VII's, I guess, is it Title VII? Protections where gender identity and sexual orientation is. regardless of the law of any particular state. But apparently courts are split on whether the federal government can step in. I guess this is the question that the Supreme Court is being asked to decide. They're going to be hearing three cases, two on sexual orientation and one on gender identity. So basically, there's one of the cases, I guess, is there's a couple that lived in Billings, Montana, and Casey and Kathleen, and they have a 4-year-old foster daughter, and she got placed with them, and Casey has, they already have an 11-year-old son, and they live in Billings, Montana, and they had, I guess, moved to Billings, from what I understand. And five Montana cities have local non-discrimination ordinances on the basis of sexual orientation. Billings, the state's largest city, doesn't. Nor does the state have a law that protects LGBTQ from discrimination in housing, employment, or public accommodations. And apparently, we still live in a society where there are the discrimination in housing, etc. And so I'm not exactly sure what happened. They're not really going into where they had maybe issues getting into. I don't have the case in front of me, and the article isn't really going into what happened to them. But apparently she had found a house that worked, one of the Kathleen did, and the landlord handed her an application. And they met the standard requirements for renting the house. And then I guess they asked who her partner was. And then they told the truth. And from what we understand, they couldn't get into that place to live. 2 years later, she landed a job at a local auto dealership. Most people were nice, but the owner's son called her names. And so she put up with it, right? And then, you know, so she lived in an area where I guess she felt persecuted. And she was obviously persecuted. And so the dealership has not commented on her allegation, and she has called the Montana State Employment Office, but she ends up actually getting put on probation and then later fired. Now, she asked him, why am I being fired? I've never been in trouble. I showed up to work. And she said that he said, it's because the owner does not like that you're gay. So now we have a court case. Now, I you know, whenever you hear stories like this, you're like, okay, are we getting the full, you know, story? I too many times you've had people out there that have lied and said, yeah, they said I don't get the job because I'm a woman. And the employer never really said that, you know, or they said they didn't like me because I was a Jew or I was black or I was Hispanic. You know, rarely does an employer say that. However, if somebody can prove that everybody else got treated a certain way or promoted, and you were the only one that did it when you did the exact same work and you did nothing wrong, they have a case on discrimination. And the thought that bias and discrimination doesn't exist in the country, in this country, is wrong. It is. You know? I can't tell you how many times I've been to small towns, and, you know, I love small town folk, but every now and then somebody will just kind of let loose and say a word that they're not supposed to say. And I'm like, you can't say that anymore. And they're like, oh, I don't mean anything from it. It's just, yeah, I go, yeah, but it's, you know, you can't say, in big city, we don't say that word anymore. And so, you know, whether it's because certain biases still pervade, or if it's because, you know, some people just think that, you know, I mean, there are words for Jews out there that people don't realize are kind of really, really bad. But they say it because their Jewish friends said it. Well, no, can't do that. You know, that's why, you know, we really need to kind of figure out how we're going to handle, you know, kids singing songs of rap lyrics and things like that, because they're saying, you know, there are words in these lyrics that we can't say, but they're in the lyrics and kids are confused. And so they sing the song and they say it and they, you know, he's my blank. Like, no, you can't say that. You know, and so there's also a lot of confusion, but I'm not going to be naive. You know, there are people out there that really have a problem with you based on a whole variety of things. You know, I mean, I've been in, you know, work environments where, you know, they were just jealous or they were, you know, they just, you know, I guess wanted to be the one to shine. And with my personality, you know, I don't really lay low. So, you know, whether it's a bias against my beliefs, whether it's a bias against my gender, whether it's a bias against, you know, my being heterosexual, whether it's a bias towards whatever, you know, people will have biases. Now, laws are supposed to be there, out there, to prevent these biases from happening, you know. You can't be fired for being ugly. You can't be fired for being fat. You can't be fired for being tall. You can't be fired for being short. But there's no way that the law really protects against all that. Now, if she has proof that somebody said, yeah, you're being fired because you're gay, she's got one heck of a suit. And that's what we're seeing with, you know, now the Supreme Court, making sure that all states are on the same page. But, you know, a lot of employers are a little bit more sly about firing you. And so if you do think that you are being, you know, fired because of your identity or your gender or your, you know, your religious beliefs, then, you know, you do have a right to complain. Now, you know, where do we see workplace discrimination not stopped? Well, you know, you have places out there where they only hire good-looking waitresses. I'm not going to name any names, but these waitresses have to have a certain build, certain look, you know? Do they offer jobs to non-good-looking, busty people? Yeah, they do. So that's probably how they save themselves from getting in trouble. So if somebody who's more flat-chested and not very good-looking wants a job, they might put them into a different role in that job, but is that still discrimination? Because if you can make more money as a server and you don't get to do that role, does that, you know, is that discrimination? Same thing with gyms, you know. You know, if you are, you know, overweight and you don't kind of fit that gym look, you know, are they really going to want you up at the front desk? And so they might put you in another role, but there's a good chance you might not be hired. There, you know, we talked about for years how, you know, overweight discrimination is out there, where if you're overweight, you are less likely to get the job. There was a study I told you guys about years ago, where they looked at blondes and brunettes with glasses and without glasses. And the brunette with glasses got the job over the brunette without glasses, over the blonde with glasses, and over the blonde. Now, another sort of discrimination we're starting to see is the flip side, where people are so afraid of being accused of discrimination. They are so afraid of, if they had to fire you, that they could be in trouble, that they won't hire you in to begin with. Same thing with women. If they think that they're going to be stuck with maternity pay and, you know, not allowing you to breastfeed and, you know, somebody harassing you and somebody accidentally looking at your cleavage when they, you know, didn't mean to, when they'd be accused, some boss is like, you know what, forget it, let's just hire the guys. And so we're starting to hear of this little uptick of employers playing it safe so that they don't have cases. And so, you know, personally, I think we need to be a society where we get this, you know, kind of solved already. I mean, it's stupid that we have, you know, institutions out there that so easily discriminate and openly, and they do. But we are going to see the other side where people want to play it so safe because of the laws that they just don't hire anybody that doesn't fit their, you know, their kind of more safety net. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. So good news, we have a 9-point drop in cholesterol seen among U.S. children. Cholesterol can be high even as babies. And years ago, they had recommended that kids be tested between the ages of 2 and 10 to see if they have high cholesterol. if there's high cholesterol in the family. Now, they changed those recommendations, but I had decided to check on my kids, and their cholesterol was a little high. And I was like, okay, we are done with mac and cheese. We are done with chicken fingers. We are done with burgers. We're going to eat more fish. One of my kids was like, hey, I love fish. The other kid was like, are you kidding me? And that was rough. But they said the average cholesterol for U.S. youths dropped 9 points in less than two decades, down from 164 milligrams to 155 milligrams. For adults, we want you way below 200. And that's according to research published in JAMA. Based on data from a nationally representative group of 26,000 youths, from the ages of 6 to 19, they found that levels of bad cholesterol, the LDL, fell, while levels of good cholesterol, HDL, went up. So that's a good sign. Now, I think, you know, we get a lot of credit for cutting sugar back, yelling at people that sugar is bad, telling parents to stop giving kids food to go or junk food for dinner. But, you know, we also need to be very honest about cholesterol and our cholesterol needs. We do need cholesterol. Cholesterol is important. The reason why our liver makes cholesterol, our muscle does too, is because it's to build cells. And you need your liver producing cholesterol. It helps brain function. It helps cell function. The problem is when we have excess cholesterol from what we eat, that could cause problems. So you don't need to purposely eat cholesterol. Yes, a lot of animal fat will have it. And in caveman days, you would eat some animal fat, which would help supplement if your liver wasn't making enough. But if you have excess, it deposits. And your HDL is kind of like the, you know, sanitation department. They're the ones that kind of go and pick up the extra LDL and bring it back to the liver to be destroyed. If you don't have enough HDL or good cholesterol, then the lipid buildup, that cholesterol buildup just builds up on blood vessels, builds up around organs, etc. So they looked at young people's cholesterol levels. Measurements were recorded from 1999 to 2016 for your total cholesterol level, your HDL, your LDL, your non-HDL cholesterol, triglycerides, which are kind of like a type of fat, and then your apolipoprotein B, which is a component of LDL. And for half of the youths, all cholesterol levels were still considered the normal range. But 15% of young children and 25% of adolescents had at least one level unhealthy. So if our kids at that level between the ages of 6 to 11 and 11 to 19 have cholesterol issues, what do you think their future is going to be like as a 40-year-old male or a 50-year-old female? So are these kids getting enough exercise? Is it genetics? Is it that they're not eating healthy? So we need to basically have cholesterol discussions, not when you're 40, but when you're 4. Kids need to know what are bad foods. And, you know, it's really, the funny thing is this is a real easy problem to solve. Okay, kids work by mimicry. And when they're really young and they think their parents are God, they'll watch what parents do. You know, so I, really bad, okay, I like, you know, chocolate chip cookie dough, raw cookie dough. So I guess one of my kids had seen me go in with a spoon to do that. So the next day, he did. I caught him in the, not the cookie jar, but in the raw cookie dough tub, eating raw cookie dough. And I'm like, no, that's bad. And he looked at me, but you do it in your mom, and, you know, you're a goddess. And I'm like, I know I am. I mean, he didn't say that, but the confusion on his look like, but mommy, you do it. And you're a doctor, and you're my mommy, and they're confused. Which means you need to, you know, set an example. Same thing with marijuana. There's a lot of parents out there that smoke pot, but they tell their kids not to. Kids are like, well, my parents do it, it must be okay. So, you know, we kind of need to get our act together, and it's really easy. You know, letting kids know it now. Some kids are like, ooh, it's bad. You know, I want to have something that's bad. You know, but, you know, I learned early on that, you know, alcohol was bad, and stay away from that. And so I didn't, you know, always drink it. I, you know, even if I would have a little bit, I'm like, okay, well, it's bad. So what foods should we recommend to kids? Well, avocados, fatty fish. They say six foods that have been found to keep the heart healthy is fatty fish, avocados, edamames, the edamame, like walnuts, dark chocolate, and garlic. Now, I know dark chocolate, I'm all over that. I'm like, hallelujah, praise the Lord. But the problem is it's not the dark chocolate that Hershey's does. It's, you know, It's going to be, you know how Ghirardelli has those 80% cocos and it's bitter as heck? It would be bitter chocolate. Now, that is a trick where you give your kids, if they are going to get chocolate, the bitterest of chocolate. You know? And then if they're going to eat chocolate, they kind of get a taste for, oh, that stuff is too creamy. You know, it's interesting. Europeans think Americans over-sugar our foods, and some of our cakes and pastries are too sugary. So if you go to Europe, their, you know, pastries and their treats, they're yummy, but you're like, okay, I've had better in America. Well, because America adds a whole bunch of crap to the food. And so you might not like, although the croissants are amazing in France. I mean, they French really know how to make a croissant. They're like, I could eat croissants all day long in France. But, you know, when you eat a lot of the pastries, you're like, okay, this is good, but it's not very sweet. Well, it's because we over-add sugar in America. We want to sell the product, so we over-add sugar. Yet the Europeans' taste buds, these stores don't have to over-sugar the food because most Europeans aren't, you know, trained to want that. Well, our kids are trained early on because they're eating Captain Crunch for breakfast. Or they're eating Lucky Charms. Or they're eating sugary food, Cocoa Krispies. So from early on, we've already gotten them addicted. So with your kids, get them to be used to more, you know, non-good tasting food. You know, one of the reasons why I'm not a coffee drinker is when I was little, and this was, we were living in California, so I must have been about 3 years old, and my mom was drinking coffee. And I started to throw a fit. I really wanted to try some coffee. I thought I was a grown-up, being 3 years old. I wanted to be like mommy. I loved my mommy. And that was at the time when I did. I went back and forth with, you know, loving of the parents. But when I was three, I wanted to do what mommy did. And if mommy had coffee, I want to have coffee. So my mom's like, all right. And she always drank coffee black. So it didn't have the milk, didn't have the sugar. So she let me taste the coffee. It was the most awful, most disgusting tasting drink I had ever drunk. And I was done. I really never liked coffee after that. And I know you can acquire a taste. And I tried to force myself to drink coffee in training, you know, so I could stay awake for 36 hours. But that did the trick. I didn't like it. It was disgusting. So, you know, I think this problem is really, really easy to fix. But, you know, my kids, yeah, they had pizza, mac and cheese, chicken fingers, fried chicken. I haven't been the best, you know, as a mom when it comes to this. But nuts, the big scoop or the big now push that you're going to see like in 2020 is everybody eating nuts. Whether one of your meals is nuts, whether it's, you know, you sprinkle nuts on your food, you stick nuts in your meat, I don't know. But now adding nuts and not these sugary, crusted, pecaned, you know, like those yummy walnuts that are all sugarly caramelized. None of that. We're talking like real hard nuts. A handful of nuts is going to probably be, I think I've even seen articles saying it helps you lose weight and all that other stuff. Whether it does or not, nuts fill you up. Nuts give you good oils. They give you protein. And they give you energy. So that's going to be the next big push. Okay, when we come back, I want to talk about the Joker movie. Don't worry, no spoilers. And what's a psychopath? 1-877-DOCTOR.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.